Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's OFL After Dark, starting off there with that H-Town crew down there, Slim Thug, Mike Jones, Powell, all them. Big fan of the Houston rap scene back in the day. Also, big fan of what's coming out of Houston in the OFL now, right now. You guys are all familiar by now with the Houston crew of Fat Magic 420 and Nuke Dragon and previously Walking Hitstick, who's now OFL, now Savage. Them, and you got We Witness and D-Flex Zone, even though he's not really at the same level as the rest of the guys from Houston right now. We haven't seen it from them, at least. So we know there's a lot of players coming out, but there's a brand new crew arriving from Houston that I don't think they affiliate with these guys. There's a guy, Mr. Houston, that just joined the other night. He's a big-time player coming out of that area. So real excited to what we got coming out of Houston right now. A lot of big things coming out of there. A lot of big things going on in the OFL. I want to congratulate Buck Sweep, entered his first OFL Now tournament and won $130 in the Bozeman 8 tournament. Congratulations to him. He defeated DNA Suspect. The Helena 8-man tournament is up and running. Sorry for a couple of you guys trying to get that last spot. It filled up quick. Make sure you get in early. These leagues and tournaments are filling up faster than ever. We are more than halfway full on the Group 3 singles season. Join now at shop.oflnow.com. 17 to enter, 300 to win. A lot of new members in there, so get in there. For all you new members out there listening, we do advance Thursday at 10 a.m. in the morning and then Monday at 10 a.m. in the morning. And we always keep those same days and times. So if you need somebody on auto, just let us know. Speaking of Houston, I think we have a caller coming in from the Houston area. 806, you're now on the live on OFL After Dark. Who are we speaking with?
Speaking of the man we witnessed.
We got the great We Witness, as some call. Some call not so great. A lot of people know him as Frog Killer / Ass Clown, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyways, Witness, we got a lot to talk about today. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but there's another guy and I think his crew from the Houston area. He's claiming to be the best player out of Houston. His name is Mr. Houston, actually.
Yeah.
Spelled a little differently. Now, he does not associate it with Team Houston, correct?
Yeah, no. I know him, but, yeah, he doesn't associate with us. But, yeah, I played him and some of his crew members, and I don't know if the guy I played was a part of their crew, but I did end up beating him, like, 52-7 or something. So, yeah.
Probably why that guy's not joining the league. I want to thank you, Witness, you fucking asshole. Jesus, did you have to do him like that? All right, but anyways, that's on your own dime, so you'll have to, you make your bed, you got to sleep in it. But anyways, let's talk about a big scandal going on right now involving Cal 29. I don't know if you heard this, but we've had three complaints about him possibly deflating the ball, causing some missed field goals and some lower than expected passing completion percentage. Have you heard about Cal 29 and deflating ball situation? And I'd like to get your take on that.
I have not actually heard this story, but he has been doing this nonsense and that. He definitely just needs to be punished for his wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely going to keep our eyes out and see if Cal 29 knows something and knows how, some kind of glitch, how to deflate the balls in the OFL. But let me be 100% clear. Deflating balls in the OFL now is 100% not tolerated, and punishments will be handed accordingly. Anyways, on to the next subject. Tell me a little bit more about your offense, because I'm hearing a lot of people talking about, oh, well, we witnessed he couldn't do shit 2 months ago. Now all of a sudden he's putting 50, 60 points up on every game. What changes have you made?
I mean, you just got to practice. I mean, I really don't even believe that. I mean, I couldn't score points. I mean, you can look at my scores, and I've been having high scores. It's just our Houston high-powered offense. But, I mean, I don't know. Just practice, I guess. I mean, I don't need to be buying no lessons from people or nothing like that. You just practice on your own.
Yeah, now I hear you say, I've heard you say this before, you're not a big fan of purchasing lessons. You want to teach yourself, and I respect that. But speaking of buying lessons.
Just get a good friend to teach you with that. No one needs to pay money to learn how to play a game.
Right. I understand where you're coming from, but other people take a different approach to it. And speaking of paying for lessons, you know Team Balkino, they all pay Balkino to learn the game, and they've all been very successful. But it's clear to me and a lot of the other OFL members, Team Balkino are the bad boys of the OFL now. How do you feel about that? Each one of them's basically been suspended, other than Reddy. They have that little bit of swagger or extreme arrogance that kind of rubs people the wrong way. And they talk a lot of shit. And how do you feel about this crew?
I mean,
are they to be respected?
You know, I mean, it's mad and everyone's going to talk shit, but, I mean, they are a good crew and they are good at what they do. But, I mean, they're beatable, and the ASF improved that with Balkino, and as well as everyone else that's in their little crew, Believe in Monsters, Ready, they've all been beaten. So, I mean, you don't need to look at them as, like, invincibles because they're not, but they are definitely one of the top teams, though. I still think that Team Houston's on the top of everything, but I don't know, man.
Now, first of all, I want to thank everybody in the OFL now for just the way you guys handled the situation today. I know a lot of you knew I was going through some bullshit, 12 hours on customer service with EA and Xbox, trying to figure out what's going on with the Madden. Long story short, somehow one of my Madden saves got corrupted in the Microsoft cloud. So now I have a new profile. So make sure you guys all add me. I tried to follow all you, so all you should have to do is go to followers and add me. But the new gamer tag is the however you want to pronounce it, space OFL now. So it's the space OFL now. And I want to put a big thank you to Crack Action, Freddy Krueger 1, and Triple X Balkino 66 Triple X for stepping in and helping out and keeping the leagues move smoothly. So thanks, guys. We got a couple more callers coming in. First, let's take the 601 call. You're now live on the air on OFL After Dark with all the loyal listeners. Could you state your gamer tag for them?
You know, this your boy. Ready,
Ten.
There
God.
He is. Speaking of Team Balkino, here we got Ready Ten, a.k.a. the Prince of Team Balkino. And he's actually the only one who's never been suspended. And if there's one person that I could see leave Team Balkino to join somebody, it would be Ready Ten. I can see some of those fibers that connect him to Team Balkino's slowly starting to fray. Do you feel what I feel already, or am I completely wrong?
I mean,
Okay, my guy, man. I'm a fair player. I play pretty well, and I mean, he don't glitch. I mean, everything is really good.
When it comes to Madden, because I mean,
Nano Blitz is pretty much glitching, because like it's a glitch in a blitz, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Right. It's all types of stuff.
All right. We're having a little technical difficulty there with Reddy's not coming in clear. We have another call coming in from the 616. You're now live on OFL After Dark. You state your gamer tag for all the listeners out there.
Jay Mills.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
JJ Mills.
I had a fellow OFL, speaking of the radio. His initials are FM, Fat Magic, shout out to the guy.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. So what's going on, JJ? We were talking about, I know you're a big, loyal Colts fan. We were talking about if Cal 29's in the OFL deflating balls. But let's take that a little further and talk about what happened this past weekend in the NFL conference finals there with the Patriots Colts. How do you feel about this whole deflating ball situation?
You said what I think about it, the whole deflating ball decisions and everything. I mean, like I say, it's a hard argument because like people are gonna say they're not gonna really look at the overall thing that cheating is not good. Like at the end of the day, we got our ass with me. I mean, if he had a rock in his hand, and we were getting ran on, you know. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. It's like, okay, let me play the picture for people for layman's terms. If just like Dez Bryant, yeah, he caught the ball, but he didn't finish the catch. So if he didn't finish the catch, he doesn't get to get rewarded by it. So therefore, if they won the game or not, if you didn't complete the full rules, you should have to be punished for it, not money. Anybody could do money. It's the NFL. I mean, how is that going to hurt them that much? And all the revenue they about to get from the Super Bowl, they'll make it right back. So, you know, I mean, I just think it's poor example for how the commission going to handle it. I mean, of course people are going to say, well, you're a Colts fan and you want to, you know, get another game. I mean, if it's any team, I mean, I just don't think cheating should be allowed.
And I agree with you. And it's – I don't know if you find it odd, but it's just weird that, you know, they had the whole Spygate thing or whatever a couple years ago. And now you have this.
Yeah.
It just makes you question the integrity and how valid of a team have they been for the last 10 years. I mean, win-wise,
they
were pretty dominant.
If they did something that bad, and I just think that the fact is that you really can't tell because when you mess up that much, I mean, you got to watch somebody. Like, it's like the boy that cried wolf, you know. You don't know. You really don't. I mean, because to think about it, if they was like, if it's like a kid, for instance, I use my kid as an example. If I don't crack down on him and he knows he can get away with something more, why wouldn't he take the extra step to push forward? That team knows they can get away with it. Like, oh, we'll lose some money. We're not going to pay. Bill will pay. And is that going to really hurt Bill? It'll be money like he can pay. That's like donating to a charity. I'll just donate. I'm rich anyways. You know? So. I mean, I think it's a conspiracy. It's terrible. I mean, it makes me just have to watch it because I don't have a choice. It's kind of like being, just being like, you know, basically forced, you know, just to have to deal with it because nothing we can do about it. Because I just feel like the people's voice don't matter, you know. Without the people,
it's true.
There is no NFL.
And you're absolutely right on that. Like, I feel like they should have to replay the game. But you know damn well the NFL's not going to do that because
America,
the Super Bowl's
America's
a spectacle.
So stupid, man. They don't even – it's not even this. I mean, we're going to stay on football, but that's just the way America operates. Like, they're gonna tend to see how much it affects them. They're not going to look at the fact that it's really wrong. They're not going to say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. So they're going to be like, oh, well, it's not my team. I mean, my team didn't go anyways. They're not, I mean, I'm looking at it from the fact of that wasn't right, you know. Just like when I'm not a Lions fan, but when I told you when that happened, I was like I didn't agree with the way they handled it. You know?
Right,
it doesn't
right.
have nothing to do with me with teams, you know?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I don't like the Patriots, and I'm not a fan of the Colts, although I like Andrew Luck, but I don't I don't have a dog in the race, so I would I just think they should replay the game, but I know that's 100% out of the question because
yeah, I know
the
it's not
Super Bowl
because it
like,
makes me more mad. It makes me more mad because they got the NFL channel. I wake up and they just kind of talk around it like, oh, this is great, man. They don't even bring the subject up about the way to play the ball. They just think it's some type of joke and, well, it happened, you know?
Yeah, well,
so,
they want to minimalize it and paint it, you know, as a joke because they don't want it to look bad on their,
just
you know,
like Ray Rice.
On the NFL. Yeah, like Ray
just
Rice.
Like Ray Rice.
Like I listened to Obama's State of the Union speech last night. He basically said the Middle East is fine. Like, okay, sure. But,
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
it's great there. Can I get some tickets
yeah,
to go
yeah.
on vacation next week there? You,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what leaders of these big, powerful corporations or government
well,
or whatever
you know,
do.
That's
how they do it.
Yeah, that's why I watch an educational video. I mean, like, I was actually watching this piece on J. Cole, the rapper. I mean, he's a pretty intelligent guy between him.
Is he?
Him and J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, they're pretty intelligent rappers. Like, they go deeper than, you know, just I got cars, money, and girls and stuff. And basically
yeah.
what J. Cole was talking about, that there's always got to be a bottom there's always got to be a bottom. And there's going to be the top. Now, you got to think about it. He says, what, like, with the world, we look at it as like slavery. Like, you would think of, like the GMs and the owners, all they do is they would be the plantation owners. Then you got the managers that they would say, hey, you're not as good as us, but we want to make you feel good, but you're not getting that much money, so we'll make you feel good. Then you got the other guys that's lower than that they just say, you do our dirt work. And that's kind of how
mm-hmm.
the system of slavery will work. And it's just the same
mm-hmm.
in everything. It don't matter what race you are. That's the same system we're using in the world right now. And will it ever change? We don't know. But that's how the world is. Like, sometimes you can be mad about something as much as you want, but when you actually think about it, it's going to frustrate you because you can, in realest terms, there's nothing we can do about it. There's certain things that if the NFL just came out and they did something crazy, we'll be like, they can't do that. But then what happens the next day? They did it. Nothing's going to happen, you know?
And you're 100% right, and I'm gonna have to listen a little bit more, J. Cole. I haven't given him enough time.
Yeah. Whenever you get time, just go to his latest interview. It's a great interview, and he talks about everything. He talks about is great. He's that type of talker. That's
what type of guy I am. As you see, when I break stuff down, I always want to relate it to something that people can relate off of when I'm either debating. Or I'm talking about something, so you can
right.
understand.
You do a great job of it too.
And that's kind of what J. Cole does, the same thing. And it's just like, will it ever be that better? Because it's like, okay, let's say a regular job, and we talking about the NFL. Like, you know, people are going out there giving their lives, getting concussions, all that stuff, and they obviously it's worth money. And even if they lost or not, they shouldn't be degraded to cheating. And then I'll reverse it back to the regular people, us. I mean, I think everybody's the same, but that's how people talk. Regular people, then they place everybody else in the pedestal to make more money. So I'll keep talking like that. And us as the regular people, you like when we go, if you get a guy that didn't get a diploma or maybe didn't get a great degree, he's working at maybe a McDonald's or some place for $15. Is an hour of your life really only worth $8 or $15? Your life?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many things that happen. Your life is worth $15 for just that hour. You only worth $15. You only worth $8. That says something. Why? Why? Nobody would ever have those answers. There's no reason why you're worth that much.
But at the same time, I understand what you're saying 100%, but I want the listeners out there to realize you're not saying this in a disrespectful way. If you got a job
I'm not
and you're making $8 or you're making
owners,
$15, you should
be
proud of yourself.
I don't think all owners like that. Yeah. I'm basically saying you should want more for yourself. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
What JJ is trying to say is you're worth more because you got one life, so you need to go out and not become comfortable with that 15 an hour because you can make
and
more.
I'll go a step farther. You know, we talked about the slavery thing earlier, too. What's the thing that set slavery different from a job that you go through that you that it causes you anxiety, you hate it, your boss beats up on you. It's no different, but the reason why you do it, because you have to. Same reason why they did it, because they had to. We have to pay for our family. We got to pay for our house. We don't have a choice, so therefore we have to go do those jobs. So it's like we put under our will. You could say, well, I'm not going to do it, but then you ain't going to eat. So it's like... So basically,
it's
I want
true,
to realize,
and I see your comparison, but it's a yeah. little, it's different at the same time too. You're not being forced; you still have a choice.
Yeah, you ain't forced, but I'm just saying, if you don't work, man, you ain't gonna live. I mean, you can live for a little, depending on who your supporting cast is, you know.
Yeah,
I mean
of course, you're 100%
right. There's on a physical standpoint, hell yeah, but on a mental standpoint, on the fact of I think a lot of people are depressed. They wonder, they get on the mindset of this is what I'm gonna be. I'm gonna have a kid, or this is what I'm gonna be for the rest of my life. I'm not gonna ever reach for another goal. That's the majority of people. They already settled. They're not trying to do nothing different for the next day. They're already saying this is what I am. I'm never gonna be better than this. So they don't try.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you become complacent.
And that's just what they want. If you think about Facebook, Twitter, these bullshit reality shows, what they call it, hip hop, why, all that stuff, it's just distractions. If they could distract us and keep making us listen to this stuff and play with our phones more, what did Becky say on Facebook? How many pictures did you post? That's just a distraction. Think how much of your life you the whole year is going after that. And you was worried about how many followers you had, you know?
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, make sure you're managing your other time. And we always have to realize 24 hours ain't nothing. It's like
it's
for instance,
not,
when
man.
I'm doing when I'm working out and all that stuff, and matter I have to separate the days because I can't fit both in there. Because for me, being a guy, I'm very competitive with everything, which I have to do with work, Madden, or working out. I want to give my all to that. I want to just say I'm gonna get on Madden and whatever, you know, because I wasn't raised like that. I mean, it's a video game, but still, I'm just competitive like that. I'm not going to just get around whatever. And if I am, I'm announced already. I'm just like, we just playing around. But most likely, I'm going to play my best. And if I go work out, I'm not going to go there. Why waste your gas if you're not going to do what you need to go do? Yeah,
that's a valid point. And speaking of playing your best, we have one of the best here on the line from the We have Balkino here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, Balkino.
What's going on now? I kind of joined in the conversation late, so if you want to fill me in.
JJ's just expressing some of his views and making some very valid point about the human being becoming complacent in their life situation. And basically that's what the government or the overseers or whoever's on top wants you to do because they want to stay on top and keep you from achieving the potential you have. How do you feel about what he's saying?
I see that a lot, especially in life, especially if I worked when I used to work at the server. I see a lot of people see the money come in and then they don't want to go to school. They don't want to be hiring that. I've done server life before and I never, ever wanted to live that lifestyle for like in my 30s. But some people, you know, I see that they don't reach the greatness that they can because they have so many excuses. You know, I've seen people broke. Being able to find a way to afford school. Even people that come from wealthy places, they don't want to go to school. They want to achieve further. And it's the same way when it comes to working out. You know, a lot of people can't even take that first step. You know, they can sit on a video game for 9 hours. But, you know, in those in-betweens, I don't care what game you play, Madden, RPG games, there's always some kind of downtime. Like, for example, let's say you and Jay Miller had to play, and it's like 12 o'clock. And he's like, go play at 1. Why don't you kill that hour and, you know, do something active instead of sitting and waiting or study or figure out where you can go next, you know?
Like Balkino says, with a lot of stuff with people, you know, people are doing this to get something, to feel good about themselves, to impress somebody. You know, these Jordans that people kill each other over, I mean, when you get them and you actually have them, by the time you got them, I mean, people feel disrespected if you don't say anything. Because to be honest, I don't look at guys' shoes. So, you know, you got to think about it. You spend all that money, and then what if nobody even appreciates it? Nobody looks at you, and you got them for that reason. So people waste all their time buying money on these flashy cars, all this stuff. And that's another distraction I was talking about you earlier. They do that stuff to distract you, too, because you spend you work your whole year just to get that one thing, and then you think about it. When you get it, you got to think about certain things. How much do you use them when you get them, you know? You don't even use them. I noticed that when I got to about, I say 24, me and my friends went out all the time, got the jewelry, got the huge all the time. And then I would get in, I'd be like,
now I do little experiments. Like, what if I go with nothing? What if I just go with some Walmart slippers and a tall tee, I mean, like a tee or something, and let you have the same reaction, you know? I mean, and if you did get a reaction out of clothes because somebody was coming at you because of your money, you know? And why would you want that anyways, you know?
Exactly. So, that's how I feel, man. Even if I had money, you wouldn't know it because, yeah, I'm going to put some Nikes
exactly,
on my feet. I'm going to put some Nikes on my feet because they're quality, but I ain't going to have $200 pair of Nikes. I'm going to have some $65.
What is this doing for me? It's like Joaquin got a jersey maybe because he got...
I think we're having some technical difficulties. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like I saw an inside look at Volcano's life and spending habits, and I, you know, Volcano's a great guy and a great competitor, but I gotta agree with his better half there, Bubbles, and it's time to pump the brakes on buying all the socks, man. You got a lot of socks.
I love custom socks. I'll spend $25 just for one pair.
It's an addiction, though, isn't it?
At the end of the day, like I tell people, you got to ask yourself, why are you doing this? And is this stopping me from being able to get to a next level or something else I really need? And that's kind of what it comes down to.
I used to buy reward myself when I hit goals for gym. Like the slacks are more for my workout thing. Like when I get to do a certain weight or I do a certain rep or if I run, I reward myself, you know, for the next.
And like I said, I think that's a good. See, that's a good program. I mean, I just know most people, like, I know definitely my friends, we used to go to the Buckle. We spending $100 bills on these damn pants for, like, what? Like, for a girl to say those are nice pants? Like, it wasn't even really worth it at the end of the day. We could have went to JCPenney's. And it's all to want to feel famous, all to want to feel like you that guy. I would rather be that guy being myself than happen to have to do a whole bunch of stuff for people to like me, you know?
But that's what marketing's all about, because they'll sell you the same pair of jeans, but it might say Jimmy Joe's and be for $15, or it might say Tommy Hilfiger's and be for $75. It's the same fucking thing.
I'm definitely going to link that interview to you, Bajay, because he talked about that too, about more than people trying to make different inventions and different medicines that would cure cancer and all that different stuff. They would much rather make generic versions of that same thing and make it for cheaper to make money, because at the end of the day, it's about making money. So if they say, oh, we could probably cure the flu faster when the kids got, we could just hit them with a shot real quick, and it'll be going the next day instead of a couple of days. We're gonna focus on more of what they're doing, because we can sell it for $2, then they sell them for $8. Think about the revenue we can get. Forget mm-hmm. making that kid not die. Let's work on this, you know? And
it's
phones.
True, man. It's
same
true. You're
phone.
Telling
look,
me we put
look,
a human being
down.
On. You're telling me we put a human being on the moon. You're telling me we've done all these amazing things. Hell, me and you are talking. We got a little radio show. You're telling me we can play an online video game, but yet they can't cure these diseases. I mean, come on, man. They don't. Want
that's
to.
Good. Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. They don't want to. They don't want to, and that's just the way it is. Like, if you think about phones, even Nate Dumber stuff, if you think about matter, if you think about how far we come, they done came all to a conclusion, not saying they didn't do it before, but they really do it now. If you look at most stuff, they wait more longer time, like, to actually do something extreme with it. If you look at iPhones, smartphones, they're all the same. They got Android market, and maybe they might have a better camera. They're all the same at the end of the day. And the only reason you're going to go get it is because Shelly over there said, I got the iPhone 8. What you got? Oh, I want it. She shouldn't have it. I want to have it too. You know?
Exactly.
But then you go buy it and you spend all that money. Why? Then I guarantee you could keep the iPhone at least 4. And you got the same phone that everybody got right now. Most thing people might have is a little bit of speed, not that much of damn speed. You get a little bit extra, but compared to what we used to be at, not that much.
Well, we got to wrap the show up. Thanks again, JJ, for calling in, and we look forward to hearing from you again, bro.
Oh,
thank you very much,
great show.
Volcano, thanks for calling in. We'll hear from you again. And, guys, I want you to all take that in, what JJ said. Let it all sink in. Really deep thought. But keep in mind, you can go get a piece of paper and fold it up and play paper football like you used to do at lunch then yeah, that's fun. But fuck that. Pay the money, join the OFL now, and have a blast. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.